25 past nine, good morning from the Neil Prendeville Show. Now, two people were injured after a firearm was discharged on the north side of the city last night, and I'm joined by Ken O'Flynn, TD, to discuss same. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Nick. How are you this morning?
Good. The line is a little low, so speak up if you would. Now, this is not the first time this happened in this area, and it's a scandal. And for anybody who might be thinking, oh, here's Ken O'Flynn jumping on the bandwagon, I'm quite aware that this topic has been close to your heart, and you've been very vocal on it for many, many years, including going back to your time as a councillor. Can you bring us up to date?
Well, look, I was contacted by residents in the Ballymun area yesterday and Saturday night about the ongoing violence that was happening down in the Spring Lane halting site. I was then sent a tremendous amount of video and photograph footage that is going around on social media. I didn't share half of the stuff that I'd received on social media.
I got them all, by the way.
A lot of it very
not because I was coming on,
very violent.
Not because I was coming on the radio, it's because they were circulated everywhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think anyone, a quick Google search, you'll find an awful lot of stuff that was circulated. Some very, very violent scenes, some very upsetting scenes. Scenes where we had people engaged in what you can only describe as riot-like behaviour in front of young children involved in it as well, stone throwing, axes, large gardening appliances. And then, of course, we had shots as well people being shot there, and we had people using firearms. Not the first time. It hasn't been the first time where we've had reports of firearms going off in the Spring Lane halting site. It hasn't been the first time where we've had people intimidated, family feuds, call-out videos, where we've had petrol bomb attacks, where we've had members of the travelling community that are living among the settled community in the area that have been attacked and firebombed as well. And look, what I'm saying to you at this stage, Mick, is enough is enough. There seems to be one law for one crowd and one law for another. We have the state, as far as I see it, facilitating and allowing this to go ahead and enabling people in certain communities without any consequences. As you know, Cork City Council has applied for an addition to make that a super site, introducing housing there as well. I believe at this stage that site is not fit for purpose. There's 10 legal bays on that site. There's over 100 people living on that site with over 22 to 27 additional caravans on that site. I believe the site should be shut down and Cork City Council should be looking at setting up three separate, smaller, manageable sites. But look, the community is at its wit's end. People are frightened to death to say anything. People are on the phone to me saying, I can tell you this and I'll tell you that and I can tell you what's going on down the site. This activity is going on in the site. We're hearing this, we're hearing that, but they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to get involved. They're afraid to call the guards because they're in the situation that they've been threatened. And look, people in Ballyvillane are at their wit's end. And as I said, this is not the first time.
Yeah,
this is not the first time.
There have been reports, Ken.
There
have been reports. There have been committees. There have been reviews. There's been hand-wringing. As you said in your statement last night, is it time now for zero tolerance? And how would that be affected?
Look, what I believe that both the Gardaí and Cork City Council have a huge role to play in this and all stakeholders involved. I think this namby pamby sort of will hug you and will tell you you're great and will reward you for your antisocial behaviour, will reward you for criminal activity, will reward you for doing the wrong thing. I believe that has to stop. It has to stop. And we have to have a zero tolerance. And we have to go down. And I'm looking for not only the Gardaí, but the revenue commissioners and every other authority to go down onto that site and inspect that site. That site should have, it should have no animals on that site for the way those animals are being treated. It should have no firearms on that site. It should have nothing that is illegal on that site. And
okay.
That means customs as well going down onto that site.
In what way do you think people are being rewarded?
Well, look, if you're going along and you're saying, we're going to extend your site, you've entered this site illegally. And you're in an illegal part of the ground there because there's only 10 people legal on that site.
Yeah, if one thing the video shows, one thing the videos do show is actually how crowded the site is.
Yeah, it is. But who crowded it? It wasn't Cork City Council allocated additional spaces inside there. It was people went in and decided, I'm going to put a trailer here, I'm going to put a mobile home here, and I'm going to extend. And it's going to be the state's problem. We're going to keep on extending. We won't move out of it. We're going to go to the courts and we're going to say that we're being treated badly. We're going to say, hide behind the title of minority group. We're going to hide behind the title of this. We're going to bring horses out onto the site. We're going to run greyhounds out of the site. We're going to illegally dump in the site next door until it's made ours, and we're going to intimidate people. It wasn't that long ago where we had fires on that site where a fireman was attacked for going down and doing his job. Gardaí can't go down and serve summonses on that site unless there's 7 or 8 of them down there. Mm. Now, look, I'm stating the obvious, and I'll be called this, that and the other, and I've no doubt there'll be another legal letter come down to Ken O'Flynn's door about this. But I am sick to death of one group of society being treated one way and the other group of society being treated the other. Because I can guarantee you, if that behaviour happened a couple of miles away or just a half a mile away in one of the estates in Ballyvillan from settled residents, that we wouldn't be tolerating it today. Okay. And the guards would have moved in an awful lot faster.
Membership of any community, whether you're in a majority or you're in a minority, should never be a protection or a shield from the law.
Correct. And there seems to my mind, at this stage, too many stakeholders, too many groups that are involved, too many NGOs that are making money out of this, saying, oh my God, you're not doing your job properly, Cork City Council, you're not doing your job properly, the guards, because this is a minority group. I'm saying no. There should be no difference between how a minority group behaves and how civilised society behaves. And there should be no excuse made for anybody who behaves in such a way. And that behaviour yesterday was worthy of riot police. That's what it was. That wouldn't be accepted in the middle of Patrick Street. It wouldn't be accepted in the state anywhere else in the country. But because it's a member of a minority group, it was accepted.
It seems to
and
be.
I'm saying enough is enough when it comes to this.
It seems to be two People rival factions or two rival okay. groups coming together at a gate. The videos are showing a slash hook fight as well as other things happening
as well as other things being thrown and rocks being thrown in the whole lot. But we're seeing this on a regular basis. We're seeing call out videos between two or three families on a regular basis. We're seeing other members who are being housed by city council or housed by a housing agency. It's being petrol bombed. We're seeing videos of other members of families in Cork where their windows are put in or where their cars are destroyed. Like, this is nothing new to us. You know, and we can all name the families at this stage who's involved. This is nothing new to us. And the guards need to step up on this. And the guards need to have a zero tolerance approach when it comes to people breaking the law and upsetting the peace.
Because this is the second consecutive day of violence there last night.
I believe we're on to the third day now.
Okay, armed Gardaí were present. The Garda helicopter was there. And a strong contingent of Gardaí were deployed. Are you calling for a more regular placement of Gardaí, almost a full-time patrol in the area?
Look, as you're aware, we go back to Spring Lane and we go back to the site where security guards were actually burnt out of a hut there. I can remember that. I can remember people coming into that site, trying to do works on that site where they had to leave because the contractor couldn't fulfil his duty to the local authority at the time. I can recall many, many things happening on that site and people will deny that they're involved in it. I can recall $500,000 being spent on the adjacent site cleaning it up. Actually, twice it was cleaned up. I think there was 750,000 euros spent on it. I can recall votes being called in City Hall where elected councillors who are wringing their hands now and crying and hollygoling, saying, oh, we have to do something and looking for a plan, an 18 million euro plan to house more people in the area. I'm telling you now, a super site in that area is going to lead to more trouble. Absolutely. And the behaviour down there has to be stopped. And we have to have a continuous guard of presence and a zero tolerance. And that's what I'm saying. We need customs down there. We certainly need revenue down there. And we need a guard to go through every part of that site, every inch of that site. Because if there are more than one firearm down there, that needs to be removed for the public safety alone.
And what about the good people living in the area, in the settled community? What have they had to put up with?
Look, I'd say very few would probably come on the phone to you today because people are absolutely terrified. They're scared of their lives to say a word. They've been intimidated. They've been threatened. I know many of these people. You have to remember that Glen Heights Road, which is only a stone's throw away from there, was where my mother and father bought their first house. Many of people, which would be mother and father's age, still live there, would have been their original neighbours. And the stories that I'm hearing from people and the threats that they've put up with between goats in the garden and between dogs being taken and between people coming to the door and threatening them, threatening members of their family, people having to go down to local clubs to stand at the gates and walk home with their children who are 12, 13, 14 because they can't leave them out now. They're afraid that what will happen to them. I've spoken to sports clubs in the local area who are afraid to have away games because of the behaviour of coming onto their pitches. I've spoken to sports clubs where they've had members of the travelling community come in and cause problems. Look, people are at their wits' end there. And I've no doubt you'll have somebody else to put in another argument here on the show on behalf of the travelling community. But those people from Pavy Point and those people from traveller visibility groups that are getting state funding, that are getting monies from the state, need to step up and do their job. And they need to get members of the travelling community to calm down and stop and behave themselves, full stop.
Stay with us a moment, Ken O'Flynn, TD. Jim, good morning.
Neil, how are you, boy? Isn't Ken 100% right? He's saying what the rest of us are thinking. This is akin to something like you'd see in Haiti or the Sudan, where groups are running cities. It's uncontrollable. The police don't know what to do. Everybody's hands is tied. There's no place to put them. Councillor Mayor wants to open up a visitor centre on the new jail. It's a bloody jail. It needs to be used for criminals like this. We need to kind of get a grip on this. No one can walk in the city because of them. It is horrendous and it needs to stop. And in fairness to Ken, he's grabbing this by the horns here. Somebody has to listen and get this sorted. Everybody is terrorised by this.
Are you living in the area, Jim?
I grew up in the north side. I know exactly what's going on, Neil. I'm also living in the city. It doesn't just stick to the Spring Lane at all. It spreads out throughout the whole city. The thievery, the violence, it's ridiculous. And the arms, this is the most armed group in the IRA. They didn't have as many bloody arms as this crowd.
Okay,
this thing is going to go totally out of hand.
Let's not get too specific, but we do get your point. Jim, do you want to comment on that, Ken? Thanks, Jim.
Well, no, look. Fair play to Jim for coming on and talking about it. But look, this is conversations that I'm having with people every day of the week. People that are ringing me, telling me what's going on the site, telling me all the activities. I can recall going back to COVID, where we were all isolated. And that site had marquees on it and running parties day and night. We've had fireworks going off on that site. We've had people ringing me at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, Ken, there's music coming from that site. And look, nobody seems to be in control of it. As Jim said correctly, it's similar to a gangland running an organisation.
What's the solution, Ken?
Which is lawless.
What's the solution?
The solution is very quick. It's very easy, is that you have to get a handle of it. And how you get a handle of it is not by enabling people, which local authority, Garda Síochána and other groups have been doing. They've been playing the enabler. And when you pick up the phone and you talk to a guard or when you talk to a member, people in local authority, they'll say, oh, you have to be very careful here. You have to. No, you don't have to be careful. What people need to do is they need to obey the law and they need to be told that that behaviour will not be tolerated and not to be turning the other cheek and not to be turning the eye in a different direction. You need to go on and you need to handle them and you need to be straight with them and you need to be honest with them and you need to say to them straight out, your behaviour is not accepted and will not be rewarded or enabled by a local authority. I don't believe anyone should be throwing money at that site. I don't believe anyone should be helping people who are not willing to be decent and honourable and respect their community that they're living in, because everybody is living together. And now let me say one thing to you. There's some very decent and honourable people on that site that are in contact with me as well. But there are people there that are involved in activities and involved in feuds, and they have to be removed from the site. And we have to have a continuous guard of presence for the safety of those decent people on the site and for the safety of the community.
Yeah, but removing them is not going to stop the call-out videos nor the feuds.
Well, look, yeah, but ignoring the call-out videos, ignoring the feuds, and not going onto the site, and not taking people to task. What would you prefer, Mick?
Yep.
What would you prefer?
You know? Strong words like the on a very emotive topic.
The reality is, Mick, if I did a call-out video to Mick Mulcahy tomorrow, the guards would be knocking on my door. Very, very quickly.
I suppose. Yep. When you look at it that way. It's a very emotive topic. You've definitely nailed your colours to the mast, and we welcome other comments. Kenneth Flynn, TD, thank you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You want to get in touch with us, 0818 104 106 by phone, or 0818 104 106 by text, SMS or WhatsApp. The Neil Prendeville Show with Elevate Credit Union.